I'd like to suggest what I've done is I've gone through all of this work, and I have come up with a summary of 12 categories that distinguish power from force. And I've done all of the work for you. So this is what I have gleaned from reading that, from studying it, from putting it into practice, from experimenting with it with friends and family, with having people come out of audiences and do it, with all of the intense research that I have been doing on it. And it's just, it excites me so much. I don't know if the excitement is coming through here, but for me, this is the most thrilling kind of affirmation of the need for the work of higher consciousness. And that when we talk about force and we talk about power, what we're really talking about is the distinction between having a life in which all of your thoughts and your energy and your emotions and your life view and your God view calibrate below 200 and weaken you on a regular basis, or moving those God views and those life views and those emotions and those levels to a place where you are always strengthened. And the 10th principle here, for it's never crowded along the extra mile, is wisdom is nothing more than avoiding all thoughts which disempower you, which weaken you, which make you use force rather than power. Okay? And here is my dirty dozen, or my good dozen, all right? The first is that force always creates a counterforce. Force creates a counterforce, whereas power is always creates grace. Grace and power, over and over again, he reports the research, that power is something that will bring grace, that will bring God, will bring consciousness to the presence of it, whereas force always creates a counterforce. So that when you have a force, that is, if you react with shame, if you try to make your children feel ashamed, what are they going to do back? They resent, and what are they going to try to do to you? Some way of making you feel ashamed as well. That happens every time. You just have to watch it. You try to shame them and watch if they don't try to shame you. You said I couldn't do that, and then you have to be punished for that. But you did that. You said this right away. Shame creates more shame. You've created a lowered energy field. They're weakened. You're weakened. And it works not just with shame, but with fear, with anxiety, with anger. Every time we use any of these, a counterforce is created. We've been doing this collectively with mankind as long as there have been mankind to record about. And as long as we use force, which is the energy of the ego, instead of the energy of spirit, we create that. So that's the first. The second quality is that force is always loud, aggressive, whereas power is silent. That you raise energy levels through silence. And there's very little movement required when you are empowering. Whereas when you get louder, screaming, aggressive, more outgoing, and so on. The third is that force is always moving against something. That's what force is. So whatever it is that you have, we have to move against it. We have to mobilize our forces and defeat it. Whereas power does not move at all. Power is that which you get by not having to move against anything. And this will become more clear in a few moments. Force, the fourth thing is that force is always incomplete. Therefore, it must be fed energy. You must constantly feed energy of force. You must constantly be talking to it. You must constantly be upgrading it. You must constantly be trying to make it attract more energy. It's always demanding of energy. Whereas power is total and complete, requires nothing from outside itself. Power does not demand anything out there, not any weapons. It doesn't need any arguments to win. Power is that which you are connected to silently. The fifth, Force always makes demands. Whenever you are in force, and if you look at any of those emotions and energy levels below 200, you will see that there's a demand to each one of them. Whereas power has no needs whatsoever. It is at peace. The sixth is force is constantly consuming. It has insatiable appetite. It is constantly demanding more. And in the process, it consumes, and in the process of consuming, it destroys. Power is always content, makes no demands, and needs nothing to consume. Seven, force always takes energy away. It takes your energy and takes it with it. Whereas power energizes, it gives forth. It supplies and supports, and it gives life energy. When you go to God, when you go to Spirit, when you go above 200 to any of those levels, what you are doing is you are energizing those around you and sending it out. Whereas when you're in any of the ones below 200, you are taking energy away.